Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. Today we speak to Paddy Rangappa, General Manager Pizza Hut, about his personal perspectives on the need for better diversity and inclusion in Singapore's F&B industry. I'm hoping he'll also tell us more about their decade-long partnership with the Association for People with Special Needs. Paddy, welcome to the show. Let's get right into it. Let's start off with your personal perspectives on the need for businesses to adopt CSRs in their operations.
Well, I think it boils down to doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds a bit cliche, but in a lot of business, we focus on doing things right, efficiency.
Sure.
But CSR is just about giving back to the community and doing some things that are just the right thing to do. And in Singapore, long before I joined Pizza Hut, mm-hmm. I'm very proud that this company has embraced this particular aspect of CSR very wholeheartedly, which is hiring people and giving a job opportunity to people with special needs.
That's right.
And I'm very proud to carry on this heritage.
People with special needs could be disabilities.
That's right.
And they are the ones that really actually want to be part of society. They want to work. They want to get out there. They want to have as normal a life as possible.
Yes.
And opportunities to work in places like Pizza Hut gives them that opportunity.
Exactly, exactly. And we welcome the ability to be able to give them a normal life. Mm-hmm. And we employ, you know, more than 80 people with special needs across all our restaurants.
Right.
And they do all kinds of jobs. They're in front of house, which means serving customers.
Sure.
A lot of them are behind the scene working in the kitchen, which mm-hmm. we call back of house.
Sure.
And a significant number of them also man our call center, where we take delivery orders.
Mm-hmm. That would be from me.
Yes, that's right.
My family, my children specifically, are prolific Pizza Hut orderers.
Music to my ears.
Now talk to us about the objectives Pizza Hut has to achieve its various CSR initiatives. You've got something called the Raining Raincoats Initiative. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I will in a moment, but being a relatively small company, I really believe it's important that we focus our CSR effort. And the main focus is, as I said earlier, you know, giving a chance to people with special needs, sure, and the elderly and employing them. However, we also grasp any opportunity to do some good outside of this.
Mm-hmm.
And It's Raining Raincoats is an example of an association that provides some relief and some succor to migrant workers.
Sure.
And so from time to time, we contribute pizzas when they're having an event, mm-hmm. like to celebrate Deepavali.
Sure.
And we are very happy not only to donate the pizzas, but our riders actually go there and serve the pizzas and make it a fun kind of event,
sure,
all around.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. We've spoken on this show to other people who have, in the last perhaps 2 years, thought that it's time for us as a community to give back and give thanks to the migrant workers who work so hard to build our infrastructure to keep it going.
Yes.
And to be quite honest, until I started doing those interviews, I hadn't really thought about them. Not that I took them for granted per se,
yeah,
but they weren't top of mind.
Exactly, yes.
No, you're very grateful for what they're doing and the help that they're giving us, but never thought about giving back.
Yes.
Beyond the odd donation. This is a lovely initiative. I like it.
Thank you.
I think more than anything else, there cannot be enough done for our migrant workers.
Yes, I completely agree with you because these people come from far off lands,
mm-hmm.
And have a very tough life.
Yes.
And most of the effort is to send money back to their needy families.
So they don't actually spend very much on themselves.
No, they don't. They don't.
So any kind of, as you said, succor and or support that they can get from however far-ranging the businesses, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right. Now, that's a beautiful one. And I think your inclusion and diversity program is also really fantastic. But talk to us about you personally. You said you inherited that partnership with the Association for People with Special Needs. What would you like to leave your mark with in Pizza Hut? Your personal perspectives, your personal CSR drives.
Actually, I'm happy just to continue the legacy.
Right.
And I think as a personal mark, I would be happy if we continue to employ more and more people and make this kind of a mainstay of our hiring.
Okay.
So right now, as I said, we have about 80 people. I would love to see that number doubling. I'd also like to see more of active partnership beyond just the hiring with this association in the future. So, for example, last year and this year, we celebrated Christmas with them and kind of we brought some cheer and some free pizzas, etc., which we started last year. This year, we kind of added to it by opening up a contest to design our pizza box for the Christmas season.
Okay.
And we're very happy the way that went. You know, we got over 40 entries. And this at the Christmas party, which was just a couple of days ago at APS, we awarded the winner. And that pizza box is what is going to be where you get your regular pizza during the Christmas period.
Your festive pizza box. All right. This pizza box design competition, it was specifically with Pizza Hut and APSN. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And so it was a member of that community that won.
Yes, it was a student from the APSN school whose entry we decided was the best.
Have you shown images of what the box looks like, or do we have to wait to order one?
No, we release it, and I've got one on my phone which I can show you,
okay.
But the listeners won't be able to see it.
No, that's true. So you can tell us about it. What was on the box that your team liked so much?
Okay, so basically the theme that the students were kind of designing towards was meaningful moments of gift giving.
Right.
And it's kind of tied into the promotion for the whole month, where if I may backtrack a little bit, our positioning for Pizza Hut is your slice of simple. And we're trying to just bring a little bit of simplicity into people's complex lives. We really believe that everything is so tough nowadays that people are looking for some simple pleasures, and pizza is one of them.
Yes.
And in the Christmas season, we believe a lot of stress people find just giving the right gift. And in a very fun way, we say pizza is the perfect gift. Don't bother to really find a gift.
Well, there's no bad time for pizza, if you asked me.
Yeah, and you know, and our commercial, our television commercial features a girlfriend getting the perfect present from her boyfriend, which is a sweater with his own photograph on the front. And we're saying, okay, let's make gift giving easier.
Right.
Just gift a pizza.
Right.
So in that theme, we said, let's design a nice pizza box that could become a gift.
Right.
Obviously, in a light way, we don't seriously expect this to become the pizza, the gift for Christmas.
Right.
So the winning entry from Joash Eng actually featured peace, love, hope, and the design features the festivities of Christmas,
right,
as well as the taste of the pizza and this lovely message. So he was unanimously picked as the winning by our internal team.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I can't wait to see it. I'm sure I will very soon, given the fact, like I said, my sons are prolific orderers. This competition was the first edition of its kind. And I understand the objectives behind it. I think it's absolutely lovely. Now, I'm getting a sense that as you go along, you want to grow this relationship. So what can we look forward to in the months to come for the next festive, for the New Year's and beyond?
So definitely, I mean, learning from this year's, we'd like to do the competition again and maybe feature and run it a bit earlier so we get more entries.
Sure.
And then run, if we plan it ahead, we can run that pizza box for a longer time. So that's definitely another way of kind of building on this. We also want to have more interactions with the students of APSN even before hiring them through events like this. That's our plan. And as I said earlier, we'd like to continue to give an opportunity to more people with special needs to actually work in our restaurants. And we offer the flexibility of both part-time, where they choose the hours that they want to work. And usually most of them start as part-time, and many of them actually choose to make it a full-time career.
Right.
And with that flexibility, we believe we can expand the number of people with special needs that we hire.
Okay. We're speaking to Paddy Rangappa, General Manager of Pizza Hut, talking about their CSRs and better diversity and inclusion in Singapore's F&B industry. Let's take a broader look now. The F&B industry, especially the front-of-house positions, it is service, it's difficult. We are a demanding bunch as consumers in Singapore. How have the individuals with special needs been able to cope with the demands of being front of house?
I think they've been able to cope very well. Mm-hmm. And it starts actually first by getting them up to speed with the right training and patience. Mm-hmm. And also by putting the people in the places they're comfortable.
Right.
So not every person with special needs is comfortable to work in with a customer-facing job,
sure,
which is fine because we have jobs in the kitchen, mm-hmm, where they can stay behind the scenes and still contribute.
Right.
And we have found that those who do put up their hands for the front of house, mm-hmm, customer-facing, actually do well. They revel in that opportunity to interact with customers. Mm-hmm. And actually, our customers love it.
I was going to ask you how the customers take it.
So from a purely business standpoint, I mean, we're not doing this for that reason, but I actually think that we get credit for it from customers because they love to be served by someone with special needs. They recognize it themselves. So actually hiring these people, you know, the fringe benefit, in my opinion, is when you have a person with special needs and you have a couple of those in the restaurant, it increases the bonding. Because sure, I think they bring out the best in us. Mm-hmm. And kind of, I think the same thing applies to customers.
Right.
So even if you have an irate customer, I think when they meet a person with special needs, that itself makes them more less irritated and more cheerful, I would say.
All right. So the thing is, with the broader F&B industry, you don't see a great many members of the community from special needs. Is there room for more jobs throughout the F&B industry?
I think there is. Mm-hmm. I think what Pizza Hut is doing is not something that is special or unique and that only we can do. Mm-hmm. If Pizza Hut can do it, I'm sure every other brand can do it. Ours is not a particularly different, easy operation. It's about the same as any other F&B. So I think, yes, to answer your question, there is room for others to do the same.
I hope that more F&B outlets in the industry start looking at that option for them. They're always grumbling about the, you know, how hard it is to hire.
Exactly.
So
yes.
Here you go. You've got a completely new sector,
yes,
to draw from. Before I let you go, tell us what the Santa Riders are.
Okay. So this year, as I just mentioned, we had this party to celebrate with the APSN,
right,
students. To kick it off, we had some of their younger students, mm-hmm, who you know, really kids in the primary, mm-hmm, actually come to our new Pizza Hut restaurant in Paya Lebar Quarter, where they went through a pizza making workshop.
Right.
And the Santa Riders, which is our own riders dressed as Santa, came there to kind of give them a small gift, mm-hmm, and then they carried the pizzas from that restaurant.
Right.
Not the pizzas made by the kids, but professionally made pizzas.
Right.
Back to the center or where we distributed these pizzas and had a celebration with the bigger school.
Right.
And they came in dressed like Santa, and we took pictures.
So they were pizza Santas.
Yeah, they were pizza Santas.
That's lovely. I love that. Good cheer. I think that's absolutely fantastic. What's next for Pizza Hut?
Well, as I said,
Christmas.
Not new, but we just want to continue what we're doing.
Okay.
And in our own small way, contribute to the community, which has given us the opportunity, you know, to do a good business. We think we should do something back. And we really think looking at people with special needs and giving them an opportunity is a nice area to focus. And we'd like to continue to do that.
All right. Well, you know what? My family is, you know, very, very much, all of us, fans of pizzas. And my kids grew up on Pizza Hut. And you saved our lives while we were watching the Baseball World Series in the U.S. because nobody was going to leave the TV to go get dinner. So you kept us fed. Thank you so much, Paddy Rangappa, General Manager of Pizza Hut, for coming in and talking to us today.
Thank
Money
you.
FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.